Welcome to the chaos on a Thursday night, guys.
I am not walking my cat for this. My cat is outside plotting my death because he didn't get his walk. So when I'm dead, just know.
We'll know why.
Did it all for you when you're Facebook Live.
You'll be hunted in the middle of the night. I have 12-week-old kittens, and so I'm literally getting pounced on anytime I turn around. Like, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, but it's cute, but I'm ready for it to stop.
It's not going to. Would you have, like, another year?
Probably. But they're coming with me. We're going away for the holiday weekend to a dog show, and the kitties are going with me.
How do kitties do a dog show? I mean, they're not going to be like, they're there, are they? Are you going to have them?
They're there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, no, they can't stay at the hotel because I won't have checked in yet.
It can work because when I did Quarter Horse Congress with Jean, with Taberton Equine Books, she found a kitten in the parking lot, like, day one, like, before Congress even started. Mm-hmm. And she had to bring it with her every day. Yes. It was like a bottle feeding situation. And everybody at Congress has dogs. Like,
that's what I was all
Australian
thinking.
Shepherds.
So they're going to sniff you out.
I have a little apartment thing for them, and I brought an extra table to put them high. So they're fine. They like dogs. It's the other part that I'm not sure about. But before we get too crazy, welcome to another long-awaited episode of the Adulting with Horses Clubhouse Live. This is our drinking episode. Show me your cocktails. Ooh,
ooh. Yeah.
Okay. What I'm thinking is some cute neon signs behind us that we only light for these shows would be really fantastic. Doesn't have to say girls, but it could.
It could. It could.
I like it.
Yeah. I think so. Because, look, we've got, like, our library things going on. Ash's got...
That's tigers.
Do you like my wallpaper? It's my new Montana office, so welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not very Montana, but you know
no,
I'm into
neither
it.
Neither am I. Neither am I.
No, it's a very Coleridge, like I feel like I'm like tiger, burning bright kind of situation going on with that wallpaper.
I like to come in here and just live in DeLulu land. So that's what my office is to me.
That is my favorite place to live. Yes. 100% of the time. It's literally how I got to where I am in life. So there you go.
One of my readers gave me a gift at one of my events, and it was full of these tiny unicorns.
Oh.
And so I have like 5 of these now, and they're lined up on my bookshelf, and I just want to line all of my shelves with these tiny unicorns as evidence of my deep delusion.
I went on TikTok shop, and TikTok has decided I need gnomes that are like flipping people off.
Yes, you do.
You really
so do.
Yeah, so I think I need that for my little garden. We have special guests coming. They're waiting in the waiting room.
Oh.
And Ashley had a little idea for a game we're going to play, and I think we should do it without letting Sam and Kara know about it.
Oh super gosh, fun.
I hope they're not watching. So that would be weird if they were. So we're going to play a game. A la Andy Cohen style, and we're going to have
Andy.
A secret word.
Yes.
And every time we say that word, or they say that word, like any collective of us, you guys in the audience, you need to drink. Have a cocktail with us.
So you're welcome. You're welcome, first and foremost.
Okay. So, Ashley, do you want to give the gift of the
keyword? Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd love to. So today's secret word, kids, is... Fuck.
My favorite.
Is this an actual thing? I don't know.
No, it's a real life thing.
The secret word felt a little Blues Clues. So
Daddy Andy has said it was okay. And well, not personally. Sorry, Andy. But
well, he did when I met him backstage at BravoCon. So
yeah. Ooh, so you're in. You know him.
You know, basically. No. We might have snuck backstage, but we stayed there for like 7 hours. So practically a housewife.
I need to go party with you. That needs to happen. All right. Before these girls leave, let's let them in. And then, Ashley, why don't you do the honors and introduce us? Because we've never met.
Yes. Love it.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh, here they are. Okay.
We brought our drinks.
Oh, I love that. Cheers. Welcome. And cheers. Yes.
Nice.
All right. So let me introduce everyone. We have Heather and Natalie of the Adulting with Horses podcast. And then we also have Sandy and Kara joining us from Nevada from Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara. Is that how am I saying it wrong? Is it Nevada?
Thank you for doing
that. Yeah, it's Nevada. And it's if you Nevada. Say Nevada, everyone gets really offended.
Yeah, they do.
I also say Oregon instead of how you're supposed to say that, too. So I'm just really leaning into my mispronunciations of everywhere.
And it's
you
got to
lean into your own dialect.
Podcast host, so yeah. It's not like you need to know words.
Listen, I'm so sorry. All the cities in Florida.
Those mugs. Yeah. That's important. Econlocachi, don't go in that. Alligators eat you. Those mugs look like you are drinking out of cute little planters, like maybe.
You know, it's so funny because I normally would never use something like this, and she bought it for me for Christmas, and I love it, and it's cute.
She
but
love
I thought,
it because
I was like, I'm never going to use that. When would I ever use that? And here you are.
Right now. We'll use
like,
it now.
This is when, this is its virgin use.
We're taking the cherry. Love it.
We're going to make those boots click.
These boots are made
I'm
for
a little worried.
That was glorious.
That
because if this were
cherry?
Me,
just said that? Was that
I
that
would
asking?
Take a drink and that was it Heather. Would dribble down my bra.
I thought it yeah, would. Yeah. See, because it's kind of weird. See, it's kind of yeah. weird. I don't know. I'm two iced teas in. Well, twisted.
Oh, yeah. You are? I didn't know you were drinking that.
Twisted, I love
it.
This
I was.
It's a great
I
start.
I was recommended to pregame it.
I yeah. said she could. Listen, you guys, I haven't worked at all this week, so I'm very much vacation Ashley right now, which is really the only Ashley Heather and Natalie ever get to see.
That's true.
Yeah, we ignore your emails. The business Ashley's boring.
Oh, loser.
I love it.
Yeah. I have an ergonomically designed corksicle cup. Corksicle sponsor me.
Corksicle?
So it has Manifest. It has two flat sides on it so that you can drink with ease. There's no
range.
So the more you drink, it doesn't matter that your grip becomes less sure. You
right.
Know, you don't want to drop it. Especially if you like to drink next to your laptop.
Yeah, that's
oh, okay.
I have the Preakness mm-hmm. special edition.
Oh, from HP.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when are we going to get sponsored by, you know, somebody that will give us, you know, cool drinking gifts?
Yes,
I
boot mug
you.
Company, please sponsor the Saddle System.
Yes, we need boot mug company to sponsor us.
Boot mug LLC.
So, ladies, thank you so much for, you know, inviting us to come on here with you. I'm excited to talk to you about all kinds of silly adulting things. So,
oh yeah, well that's literally what we do. So, and congratulations, your podcast is pretty new. You started in October, right?
We did. Yes. We started off HRN, and when we started, it was just, you know, we like to go out trail riding, and we would start talking about stuff, and Kara and I would look at each other and go, this should be a podcast. Like, that would be an episode.
I would listen to that.
We have to be very careful, though, because sometimes we talk about our husbands, and as much as we love them, I'm afraid, like, some things might be a little sensitive, so we would, like, kind of think, well, we can't talk about that. So then we started doing it, and Kara's threshold of success was one day there's this thing called Horse Radio Network, and they're huge, and I will just know we've made it when we're on there. And we thought we were going to have thousands of episodes and thousands of followers, and I thought, you know, I think it's just money.
Well, and then so Ashley got drunk one day, and she's like, this is a great podcast.
Yeah, it turns out the bar is really low. Look at us.
It was very low. It was so low. So, yeah, so I just reached out, and I was like, hey, so between October and March, we had about 560 downloads, and then after coming on board in March, we're up over 2,000 now. So it's
That's
been
great. Congratulations.
So fun. It's been so fun, and we just did our first video episode, so we were kind of on the fence because, you know, not everyone wants to
see
this.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, so we weren't sure.
I have to tell you, Sandy and Kara, how I pitched it to Heather. I said, you're going to love them. They just gaslit each other into getting Mustangs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
I mean, Natalie and I gaslight each other into writing books, drinking,
going places,
going on vacations, like
booking
with the crews.
Cruises.
You know, like, I mean, don't your best friends need to not only hype you up, but make you think it was your idea?
Yeah.
Well, yes. And we just put a saying on the end of our second episode that horsewomen don't enable each other. What was the rest of it? They just turn a bad decision into a project. Yeah. So that's what we've done. We turned a bad decision. It wasn't a bad decision, though. We got very lucky with these Mustangs.
And they're beautiful horses.
They're amazing. They've got really good heads on them. And yeah.
So. I actually reached out to Elise Wallace. If she's a listener, girl, you need to contact me. Because she is put together so well, the Mustang.
Yeah, I saw her do a Mustang demo at Kentucky 3-day event, and it was such a joy. Like, and everybody there could really feel the joy.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, this really makes me think really hard about like how I spend time with my horse. And it was just a really beautiful thing. So, you know,
Ben doesn't want to work that hard, Natalie.
He really doesn't.
He really doesn't.
This was liberty work. This was not hard work. This was not her eventing this horse. This was lie down, which he loves doing. He loves lying down. This, you know, pick up foot. He can pick up his feet.
He can. Yes,
so a lot of he's halfway there, really. You know,
he's almost ready to take the center ring at Kentucky 3-day for a demo.
I could take him to the Liberty Conference.
Yeah,
you know,
I love
be
it.
Like, look, he picks up his foot. He follows me a lot of the time. He follows me. That's great.
It's not join up.
That counts.
It's not joining up, right?
I could be a bad example, but no, I'm setting a good example. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. You just have to have a pocket full of treats.
We need to go to Monty's and put you front and center. You're
that's it.
Monty Roberts?
You know, yeah. Yes. I got
I'm
in with
Monty
them.
Roberts. Oh my God,
you guys
I
know
him.
I produce his podcast.
Did you know that I ended up in his movie and I didn't know?
Yes, I love what? That story.
Really,
I
was the one.
Yes,
the queen?
Yes. Heather, you tell
it. Was it the cowboy and the queen?
Fact, I went a couple years ago because I'm friends with his daughter, Debbie. And
Debbie's the best. We love you, Debbie.
Debbie is literally the
oh
best.
My gosh.
She's the best.
And so I went out and I was like, you know, I'm going to see what this thing is all about. And Jamie Jennings was going to be there from Horses in the Morning. And I was just like, oh, and Glenn, I think, canceled due to COVID, but he was going to be there. And I go and, you know, I don't know, there's cameras, but there's always cameras
because yeah,
people are always
right.
filming for social media.
And Heather's always like, oh, here's my good side. Oh, let me find the light. Like, she is nothing if not
Mr.
a professional in front of a camera. Okay.
I mean, is it life if you're not the main character of your own movie? Like, this camera is always in my mind. So I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm just going through the weekend. And a year or two later, maybe three, The Cowboy and the Queen comes out. And I get like five or six different people blowing up my social media all at the same time with like pictures of me screenshotted from
that
the film.
That is so cool. I'm going to rewatch it.
I mean, it's literally a blip. It's
but I find blips of Heather all over the horse internet. I was it Schleza?
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was on Schleza website and I'm like, there's Heather.
What?
Like I
and now she's even got, you know, she's in my book as well. Like,
yes,
she's
oh my God. Yes. Heather did get a cameo in The Jump and it was oh my God, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I texted moment. Her. I said, I love this for us.
So Sophie and Kara, both Heather and Natalie are incredible authors. And Natalie's book, The Jump, came out, what, 4 months ago now?
3 months ago.
3 months ago.
Aww,
and it's all about eventing.
I haven't read it yet. I started reading you last year. And it's really cute. I'm a school teacher, and we have, like, this little sign outside of my door. And it says, like, my book I'm currently reading, and it has had your name on it all year long.
Oh,
because I just cool. keep reading, like, I keep reading you. And I accidentally read your eventing series out of order. I did, like, 2 and then 1 and then 3. But it's still great. Like, I'm totally fangirling, Natalie.
Thank you. You know, I have a really bad review, and I got a bad email from somebody who was really mad that they read book 3 and they didn't know what had happened in book 2 because they hadn't read it. And so they left an angry review on Goodreads. They were like, there wasn't even a recap of what happened in 2. I was like, look, I can't live your life for you.
Called math.
And oh, my God.
So
they walk among us.
You guys
they
should definitely write us. A book. It's all smooth sailing. Nothing bad will ever happen.
Never read the reviews. It's rage baiting. And I will also say, good call on the not talking too badly about your husbands, because I am now divorced. Not to make this about me, but
because
you're smart.
Of the podcasting?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely only because of the podcast. That's the only thing. No, he never even listened.
If he only knew.
I know.
No, but I do actually. I do encourage divorces frequently. That is kind of my thing. So, Natalie, I don't tolerate any nonsense. I'm like divorce. Directly
I don't
to divorce.
Either. Life is too short.
And she was like, "Oh, he sounds like a terrible human. You should just divorce him."
I mean,
no. In my family, we call it. It's time for the changing of the men.
Yeah,
that's what we call it. It's time for a changing
I love
of
it.
The men.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and it's funny because we just announced like we're having a big cruise for the podcast, right? And
next
you know,
August, and right?
Next August.
Yeah.
No, August yeah.
20, really?
2027. Mm-hmm. And one of our like regular listeners and readers is like, oh, I might even bring my husband. And I said, that's amazing. We have a lot of horse husbands coming. And she goes, oh, he's really good. Like sometimes he'll come to the barn and he'll like, you know, cool out the horses and he'll just read a book. He'll be happy. And I was like, man, you have the perfect man.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
she was talking to me.
Would it be inappropriate if I get up and look out the window and make sure my husband's not home?
I encourage that.
Okay, so Sammy and Kara, I brought on the last cruise we went on. I brought a girlfriend instead of my husband.
Right now, you brought what?
One of my girlfriends instead of my husband.
I feel like that was a good call. She was
like
amazing.
Wasn't she the best? Shay's the best. I know.
Yeah. You know, it's
not that my husband is. My husband is wonderful. Like, he will change my panels every time.
I thought you were going to say pants. So I really thought you were going to say pants, Sandy.
Sometimes that comes up, and it's good to have somebody that can help with that.
Maybe
stuff.
In another 20 years, but, you know.
Yeah.
You
know. Or be prepared.
Ladies, listen to this. What's starting to happen is he thinks he has an opinion now.
Oh, no.
On how I should be doing things. No. And that's the part that's.
I mean, that's
like,
really cute. It's adorable.
It is.
It's adorable.
He gets
could you make him feel included?
Like, no. I believe
did.
If I ask him and then say
out.
No, and here's why.
It's my
you know, like a kid.
Oh, my
here's why that
I don't
won't
know
work.
What to do now.
Even better. I love your idea. I'm going to go in another direction this time.
Oh, we're
going
to validate and pivot.
I kind of used it, though. To get the Mustang.
She did.
Because I said, she's ready to ride now, honey. She can be your horse.
So. Oh, yeah. I have a client who's done
say
that.
When.
He now has five horses, and he hasn't ridden a single one. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, did you say he's ready to ride tomorrow, or is he ready to ride the horse in 5 years? Sedated.
I did not.
You don't have to be 100% all the time.
Specifications matter.
Yeah, and you just said someday you can ride this horse. There's no lie in that.
We're just not ready yet.
I might have said you could ride her at the end of July. I don't know. I can't remember.
But of what year?
Blacked out.
Did you black out?
I love you so much. I did not specify the year. So that could be my out.
I will constantly support a bad decision.
But he's like, right now, he's out getting food for my horses. Like, aww. I can't. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, so
that's
hard.
Okay. You just pay him in sexual favors later.
That's
and
right.
Then you ride the horse yourself tomorrow.
Pay your dues and be done.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got to use your tools.
That's it.
That's all I got in my quiver.
That's what she said. Yes.
Yes,
she did. Yes, she did.
Heather just said, that's what she said. I'm in great company right now.
I knew you guys would get it wrong. Just call me the Yenta of horse podcasts. It's the most niche of niche of niche of niche of things.
I do know. That's what I call you. Catch me. And who wouldn't be offended by us? And so.
Oh my gosh, we're very hard to offend. It would take a lot.
I don't get offended.
You don't get offended.
No.
Most of my friends are.
I have a question. Is your podcast, like, does it use any naughty language? Like, is it naughty?
Oh, we say fuck yes. All the time.
Hell yeah.
What's your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Naughty. Fuck.
Fuck. Easy. It's just, you know. Fucking hell, it's fucking amazing.
You know, it can be a verb and an adjective. And yes. A noun.
And it a noun. Be,
and the main subject. And it's supposed to be really, like, good for you. It's cleansing. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to, like, help your cortisol levels. All of it.
Both?
All of the above. I don't know.
All of the above. So, Sandy and Kara, I was with Heather and Natalie in Lexington when you guys had recorded your exorcism episode. So they were there. You guys remember at the table? And I said, you guys, finally, my dreams have happened. There is a horse ghost exorcism podcast. And I got to produce
it. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Is that the one we did not exorcise?
Yeah, that was the one. I was editing it on a movie set.
Next to me on the lounge chair.
Sorry. Ashley, thank you. That's above and beyond.
I just want to let Equine Network know that she was working while she was at the I have
at least for an hour. One.
Listen, that's perfect. You can't help how good you are at your job.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. Was the horse ghost a problem?
Or did it wasn't a horse really ghost.
It wasn't a horse ghost.
Well, I know. Did she say the species of the haunted spirit? Mary was a woman.
At a stable?
Mary, Mary was a woman.
But let me set it up.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Let me set it up. So,
like a brief synopsis.
Kara, for the last couple of years, has been saying, oh, I have a ghost in my house, I have a ghost in my house. And I'm like, yeah.
She dismisses me.
I believe in ghosts, but I'm like, yeah, whatever. So one day I was at her house. Her husband was gone for work. Her kitchen was really clean. Her kitchen is like a horseshoe shape, okay?
And I'm kind of psycho about it.
And she's very clean.
Yeah.
So we were at the table. I went down the hall to go get our recording equipment. As I was walking through the kitchen, every drawer was open. And the drawer and the there's a cabinet under the sink, and the cabinet door was open all the way, and the drawer was sitting on top of it.
But they were all closed when they went into the office.
I have a question. Yes. Do you have teenagers?
She left and came back.
What's your question?
There's no teenagers.
Do you have teenagers? Because that happens to me all the time.
No, she has no children. Her husband is gone. When we started, everything was closed and clean. She had just gotten done cleaning. And I walked through the kitchen. All this shit is open. And I walked in. I'm like, Kara, what the fuck? Like, what's going on in here? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, all your drawers are open and your cabinet's open. And she's like, girl, it's my ghost. I'm like, okay, wait. Really?
It was real. She does it on holidays a lot.
So we closed everything.
Maybe she was a hostess.
And she said that her name is Mary because
she kept messing up our recordings after that.
She kept fucking messing up our
she
recordings.
She messed up. There was one episode. What was it?
You could see
Riverside.
The voice
it went black.
Behind it. Right. But
it was wild. Riverside couldn't fix it.
And in the front was just a strip of nothing.
Yep.
That gives me the
ick. It was awful.
My parents' house used to be haunted and then the ghost left. But
transient. Yeah.
And I hated that. I just hated I didn't have a problem with her per se, but I was just like, can we not do this, please?
I know. Not asked Mary to leave. So what it was there was bad energy in the house. So we had this cowgirl
shaman.
They found someone whose title, their LinkedIn title is cowgirl shaman. dreams and goals, honestly.
Cowgirl shaman.
You got to use SEO, so that makes sense.
I love it.
So she came to the house, and then she's like, well, you need Epsom salt and Everclear. And I was like, oh, are we getting drunk? So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So we had Epsom salt in the bottom of the pan, and then we poured Everclear in, and then she walked around with this pan. We were going to put it on the video, but then we thought we don't want to endorse anything.
I can send it to you privately.
I would like to have it
next message. Yeah, send it to her. So we were walking around, and as the bad energy starts to, as you're walking through where the bad energy is, the flame gets really high.
It was crazy. It was like a tornado.
Yeah.
Do you think it would work on my mother? like, she's not dead, but like, no.
She's not dead, but she might be haunting you.
No, she's still alive. Do I have to wait until she's haunting me?
I feel projecting.
I'm a big fan of a preventative approach because I had a dream one night.
Yes, preventative maintenance. So if I burn now,
right
when she's around.
Because I had a dream one night.
You guys,
and I
got my sage right here. Can you see it? Right.
Well, and yes. I have like selenite
on your
windowsill. But I have like a dream that my mother was like, "Oh, what a nice house!" and blah blah blah, and all these things. And I literally in the dream put my hand on her face and I said, "Be gone, demon!" And I, God, Jesus, I'm not kidding. And I woke, and then I woke up and I was like, "Oh shit, I think it worked," because my mother is actually a psychic. And she's a shaman and a Reiki master, and she puts fucking voodoo shit on me, like, but not voodoo because she's not African, but or of Haitian descent, but like, you know, she puts the juju on me,
right?
You know? Yeah, juju. Yeah. That sounds scary. Colloquial.
All right, Heather and Natalie, the video is on its way to your phones.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Live reactions.
Yeah, I have like
when
Romani
it actually did
ancestry.
It,
so
it
like,
that makes a lot. Yeah. You know, Heather, that's very on brand for you to be of Romani descent.
I mean, I did read your tarot cards.
Oh yeah, the movie set. On the movie set again. You know, we're just
what movie was it? What movie?
It's on my desk. Look how beautiful this is.
Oh, I love it.
That's the most beautiful.
It's
night
so pretty.
Wearing your heart on your sleeve.
I had the most legit reading for a couple weeks ago, and I've just had the cards sitting here ever since, just like, I love you.
Well, like, Natalie now will do a daily reading. I always do a daily reading for myself, and Natalie does a daily reading now.
Wow. I didn't know that about both of you. Okay. Did you guys see the latest Michaels drop? Sorry.
Oh, they have Summerween, right?
Y'all got to swing by your local Michaels. It's Summerween. And there's some it's giving Smashing Pumpkins 1999. I'm telling you,
please, with the 90s coming.
Michael's
back.
You gotta check
it out.
Michael's,
and then what? Summerween instead of like Halloween, it's Summerween.
It's so good.
So in summer they're celebrating Halloween. So like all the
spooky shit.
All the ghouls and goth girls are just
Halloween all year.
Well, I do say when I was furnishing my house, I did go to Summerween and I packed some things away, you know, to style my house with later. So Natalie knows she's been to my home. It's definitely a little cottage.
Is adorable.
Yeah,
it's
a little
so
witchy
sweet.
Cottage.
It is, yeah, in the best way. Like, it's giving, like, White Witch. You know what I mean?
Was that after the divorce?
Yes.
YOLO. So it was, like, a YOLO thing? Good for
Absolutely.
You.
I have been living my best life. Like, I always said I wanted to be, like, the old crone in the woods. You know, that, like, the little hermit who, like, came into town and scared all the children. But now I'm doing it in my 40s. And it's amazing.
Aw, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking at the exorcism video. Were you at all afraid of burning down your house? Because I am afraid watching this.
That is why we're not posting it on Facebook.
Oh, right.
Okay. Why I'm right there. But
yes. Oh, my God. Question. Like, I know, I don't think the flame burnt. I'm sorry. What's that?
I was going to say, there was no, like, the air wasn't on. There was, the windows were not open. So that flame was actually what you see. And it freaked me out because it was like high in the spots where
and
I
seen like,
her.
And it was like tornado-y.
And
it really licks up.
The shaman actually said, so her master bedroom, they don't use her master bedroom.
It scares the shit out of me.
And she's never liked it, right? And so, but when the lady was sitting there talking with us, she mentions how she could feel the bad energy in that back bathroom. And we had not said a word about it at that point. So
I felt like she was spot on.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, I know. I believe in all that.
There were a few things we kind of left out of our episode because she was kind of out there. She's also very, like, a hands-on. Like, she thinks that we can heal ourselves from cancer.
Yeah.
And
we're
just like, we're not
okay.
We're not going to publish that.
No. I think mortality rates would give pretty high
argument.
You catch
it soon enough, you're supposed to be able to to fix that. And we just thought, no, I don't think we're going to do that. So, yeah. But, yeah.
No,
but
I think the thought is like energy is energy, right? And it's like if you're a healer exactly. and you get that healing vibration, like that's the thought in it. But like
exactly.
But, you know, and then Reiki and chiropractors and stuff, yes. like they're all trying to prove it. So like I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, 100%. It's just like not everybody who's dealing with cancer wants to hear that. And so yeah. maybe we just
100%.
Like, yeah.
100%. I think that's exactly yeah. our, that was exactly our thought. So we talked to her for gosh, right. maybe like an hour and a half. Like it was a nice long It was fun.
Healers actually talk a lot. I have noticed that too.
Like they do what?
What?
Healers, spiritualists, they tend to have a yeah. lot to say, and they can be very hard to get out of your house.
I am personally victimized by that statement, and I need you to shut the fuck up. Okay. Because you know what I do for a living, bitch.
I said, yeah. She said you heal with your mind. I'm pretty sure that you have a scientific answer.
I'm going to heal with my fucking screen from Natalie's bullshit energy.
Oh, I can feel you. Where's
both? You feel this?
Do you feel this?
I'm kind of dead. That's the most action I've had in 2.5 years.
Love you, Heather.
But by choice. But by choice.
Anyway. There is open consent from Heather for me at any given oh my moment.
100%. Girls are allowed to do whatever, but well, maybe not whatever. But, you know. But well, it's funny. I actually have a story. So my mother, my old brother-in-law, so my brother for all wants and purposes for 20 years, was like, Heather, I need you to help me with your mother. It was Christmas Eve. And I said, why? What's going on? He goes, she's following me around going like this, going, I feel your negative energy. Let me take your aura. And he goes, he's walking around trying to run from her. And he goes, I do not consent. I do not. She goes, your subconscious does. Your higher self does.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I think you got raped energetically.
Is she high?
Like, what the fuck?
I want to be your mom.
She wasn't. She's insane. She's insane.
She's the mom from Modern Family.
I want to be your mom when I'm like 70 and just chase people around and be like, something's not right about you, Brian.
And
like, I'm just going to be... A goblin.
I mean, when you guys wonder what's wrong with me, just know that that was the woman who raised me. Okay? and be grateful that I'm as okay as I am.
You really are.
Are you hashtag scathed?
Remarkably well adjusted.
Hashtag triggered. Okay.
Meanwhile, my mom is our travel agent for this cruise. So
I just
what is that? I didn't know it was your mom, Nat.
My mom.
Talk about this cruise. Like, where are you going? Where is it coming out of? What are you doing? Like, events on the cruise?
You should totally come.
I mean, it's next August. We might be able to swing
that. It's such a great itinerary, too. There's no, like, oh, let's go to Nassau and waste our time. It goes to two beaches, basically. It goes to Bimini in the Bahamas.
Which Bimini is Gorgina. The best water.
I'm so excited to go
to took a, like, I went with my friends privately to Bimini, and you, I'm not joking, you can see to 110 feet the bottom of the ocean.
My gosh.
It's the most beautiful water you have ever seen in your life.
Yeah. I wish I was rich enough to own my own Bahamian island. Like,
I mean, listen, at what point can we just like roll all our money together and buy one?
We still need
to have to stop having horses. No.
Oh.
If you want money, horses, money. Like,
I don't like this. No, I don't like what you're saying.
Sacrifices are
can we log them off?
Get out of here!
I just need to make more money. Okay, like that.
We have to get rich from our podcast so that people
obviously
like bring us to
Joe
their
Rogan.
Places.
Watch out, we're coming for you.
No, damn Joe.
Well,
we
can tell
only
you about
share.
The get rich.
Can you just share?
I will say, so Natalie, not to plug us, but we are about to celebrate a very big milestone, and Natalie and I are very excited. So part of the cruise is something we want to do to, like, give back to our listeners and our readers, because this month, July, we are about to celebrate 100,000 downloads of our podcast.
100,000 downloads?
You guys, I'm so proud of you. I know. What kind of boss am I?
I expect, like, a downloads? Celebratory email or anything.
God. I mean, at least Heather said it, so now I can.
It's going to be on a press release. It'll be official.
You guys.
Yeah,
no,
and. Yeah, right? Big deal.
That's a huge deal.
And you guys have shared so much of yourselves.
Are you paying all of us to go on the cruise?
What,
is that your thank you? So part of it, you want to thank your fans. I mean, are you going to pay
for
us?
We should be at a quarter of a million by the time we go on the cruise, I think.
Any excuse to party, you know, and have a vacation, like Ashley knows, like she was in trouble for not making it to Alaska.
Across the country.
Okay, so where do we go to find out about the cruise and sign up?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook group, Clubhouse, for our Clubhouse, and then we also on our Facebook page, and there is a booking page with the details, and you can contact, like, the information. It's super awesome rate, and it's going to be 2 days at sea, 2 days on a private islands. And we're going to plan some kind of cool things, like organized happy hours, game nights, and a whole bunch of stuff.
Horseback
riding? No.
We can't ride horses on the cruise? Horses.
I don't think there's any option even on the islands where we're going, because we're in Labadee, which is a private harbor.
Yeah.
And then Bimini. I don't think they have any horses.
No, Bimini doesn't have horses. Island. Yeah.
And the thing is like most we're not of the really... Caribbean does not have access to hay. And so the horses are really malnourished.
Really skinny. And it's sad.
I do not want to support them necessarily. Not that they're mistreated. It just.
They're just. Yeah. It's okay.
It's a hard life.
I feel
it's
like
what it is.
We have our fill of horses at home, don't we? Let's go on vacation.
Well, one of our listeners of the Horse Radio Network, I should say, as a family, was like, the best thing about going on these Horse Radio Network cruises is that you get to meet internet friends in real life that you have something in common with. And yes. Glenn has given us the gift.
Yes, he did.
Passed the baton.
Which I could make an announcement here, too.
Totally.
What?
Well,
I like your announcement.
Since Natalie and Heather are taking over the seas, I'm taking over the land, baby.
Yes, you are, queen.
What?
I'm doing some research to plan a dude ranch trip out here in Montana.
That's amazing.
Yay. So, listeners,
to be going to that.
You will be supporting that.
Yes.
Yep. So no stay tuned for details.
We will definitely come to your dude ranch because we definitely come to Montana. I've always wanted
to go had
to
a lot of that listeners say they don't want, you know, they don't have a passport or they're, you know, they don't feel comfortable on the water or whatever it is. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to live here, y'all need to come.
You know what? You should reach out to the Dude Ranch Association. Remember? You know, they got
I know. Trisha.
I haven't heard from them yet, so.
No, we haven't either.
Okay.
It was a pitch we were working on to see if we could get these girls a weekend at a dude ranch, and they ghosted us.
Hey, well, they reached out to us and wanted us to interview their executive director, and we talked about it, and we're like, well, we don't know you. We don't know your deal, so if you want to host us at a ranch near us, then we'll put it all over Facebook and we'll do whatever you want. So we jumped through hoops and gave them all this information, and now they've ghosted us. So.
Heather and Natalie know this.
I will say it is their busy season. And yeah. You know, but it would be fun to pitch a video episode on horseback.
Mm. We did. We pitched all of it. We're gonna do all the social media and the stories and the interviews and reels, and we'll video. You know, while we're out on the trail and everything.
You pitch a lot. And
there's still time.
And you guys only have, you know, a couple of months under your belt. Like, just, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, totally. Thanks, friend.
Put in the work. And, you know, like Natalie and I, we I wouldn't even call it work.
I know.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't either.
I didn't get to walk my cat tonight, Heather. I think we're working.
I haven't. Listen, I've been working in the sun in 110 degree weather all day. Okay.
Were you adjusting horses today? Or like what was your – okay.
Yeah, no. This is – it's summer. So what I did was I started my day at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. With the baby cats waking me up by jumping mm-hmm. on my face and purring. Mm-hmm. And then I started horses at 7. I did 6 horses at 7 a.m. Then I went to my office in my barn clothes, which includes basically a tennis skirt at this point. I don't give a shit. And did 4 dogs.
Oh, and my then gosh.
And then I had to go home, eat something really quick, and then take my kid to therapy, go to get my eyebrows waxed and my little...
They're beautiful.
And then...
kitty cat.
Yeah, my little kitty cat. And then I came home. And so this is my dinner.
Oh, liquid diet.
It's margarita. She's a
She's a wellness queen.
I burned a lot of calories today, and I drank a lot of water, which I don't normally do. So tequila is basically clear and equals water.
Yes.
It does.
Science.
I love that analogy. I support that message. It is science.
Thank you for feeding my delusions.
See, this is why horse girls are friends. We are all so supportive of our delusions. Like,
yes.
Which is what female friendship should be, to be honest. I
mean, women supporting women.
Women supporting women.
Spending money and an animal that could potentially kill us. But we don't talk about that. And that's what friendship is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, and you know, the thing is, though, women supporting women, absolutely. But, you know, when I read social media, it doesn't seem like women are supporting women. They all just seem like
angry.
A bunch of...
Angry?
They're Karens. We don't like Karens.
Karens don't really count. And also, I think if Karens were hugged as children, maybe life would be different. You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe got a little D in the V periodically. Saying.
A D in the V. I love that.
You're exposed to people that you would never speak to in real life on social. You know, it's just like...
So true.
There's just people that you would avoid instinctively, and they're all over on social media.
That's where they all
have nothing
are.
Else to do but well, be know, horrible.
There's a safety behind the internet, and I will say, mm-hmm. Natalie and I did meet on the internet. To be fair,
everybody cool meets on the internet.
But that's the thing. It's like you're throwing dice, and you're hoping you get whack. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're hoping you hit, and sometimes. You get craps. Like, you know what I mean? I know I'm changing my metaphors here, but like sometimes...
No, I don't gamble, but it all makes sense to me.
Sometimes you're throwing sevens and sometimes you're throwing snake eyes, right? Like, you know, it could go either way.
Yeah.
So don't ask me for a clear metaphor while I'm drinking margaritas. It's really...
No, I wouldn't even dream of it.
Thank you.
But it all makes sense to us.
Feeding the delusion. I appreciate it.
Of course. You're amazing. You're fabulous. You know, you kind of have...
She doesn't need to hear that.
Has anyone told you that, Heather?
I have to tell myself that every day.
You look like Tina Fey. I love Tina
really?
Fey.
Actually, I have.
Yeah.
I have actually heard that. Thank you. I think she's amazing. She's actually amazing. She's from an hour away from me, too. So,
where are you?
I'm in New Jersey, and she's from the Philadelphia area.
Near
it's
Ocala.
It's an hour west. Yeah. She came here to film Mean Girls, the new one. And I was really hoping we could meet, but that never happened. So, some dreams.
Well, I mean, honestly, Heather, it's probably better because then they would have asked you to be her, butt double. And it would have gotten weird.
But you know I thrive weird.
I know you do. And you guys, Heather has a really great butt.
I mean, horse girls usually do. Good for you, Heather.
No, she has a great butt.
Thank you.
I have a nice butt.
Natalie has an amazing butt.
I do have an amazing butt.
I got to admire it while we were picking over antiques in Lexington.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty great.
That was fun.
You remind me of a person that's not famous, but she is my niece, and I love her dearly.
Is there a butt good?
Yeah. She's no, but you do. You just have this, you just look like her, and you sound like her, and she's a niece that I love dearly, so.
You have like, a lovely glow, like, Natalie.
Talking to both of you is
good. Like, you can tell you're, like, a warm. We're
just blowing smoke up your ass, trust me, because we just want to say shit.
Oh, no, we love smoke up our ass, because we're.
Okay.
Just, well, we'll go to bed believing the lie. Like,
we would just sit here and not say shit. Like, we'd just be like, mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, but then like Ashley wouldn't have invited you guys on. And we would have.
She would not. No. We would have. She also would not have allowed us to be on the Horse Radio Network if we were more.
So. Yeah. It's
she's one the of gatekeeper. Where, like,
I mean, if you guys weren't contributing, like, I would be pulling a little bit more. So, like, this is, we like this. I appreciate this.
Oh, are we doing good? Yay.
Well, I'm having fun. I don't know about doing
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I don't know like, about
my
good.
My bars are we having fun.
We're drinking.
So bad though. Go ahead. No, I can't leave. Go play.
Well, listen, we're almost done. We're almost. I think.
That's why I'm holding on. Yeah.
So let's just do a little Kegel. Give everybody a chance to find your podcast.
I've had three babies. I'm good at Kegels. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. So no, thank you guys so much for coming on. Why don't you like drop a little lore? Where can people find you on Instagram or whatever social media platform and the name of your podcast? And we'll kind of go from there.
We are Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara. You can find us on all major platforms for podcasts. We have social media. We're not as active as we probably should. Good. We're not good at the social media.
Neither us.
Like, I'm not either.
Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. We're doing our best. I posted something today. All of a sudden, I got 3,000 views on a video. I'm like, how did I do that?
We don't know.
All the others are like two. I mean, like, I don't even know how that algorithm works.
That literally, I have a lot of followers, like, across all platforms. Yeah. And you know, there's some videos that still get 200 views and that's it. And then I had one that went 128,000 likes. And then I had one that had 2 million views. And you know what I didn't get? Followers or money.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't matter.
I know.
Okay.
I
just keep on going.
Well, see, but I feel like our social media is to promote our podcast. So I'm not, when we first started, I was like on my phone all night long.
She was stressed.
Okay, you guys know, she literally texted me like 2 hours after the first video podcast dropped.
I'm like,
and she's like, six people watched it. I'm like, Sandy,
like, what's the point?
It is 6 a.m.
Only Heather's awake.
No, this is 6 a.m. PT, baby.
Oh, Lord.
I'm still awake.
I've been awake for 6 hours. Yeah, I'm okay. A little stressed. I get a little stressed. So,
listen,
we're doing our best with social media, but I'm trying to give myself a little grace. And I'm like, okay, social media is to promote our podcast and the characters of our podcast, which are we have eight horses.
They're our cast members.
Between
That's
us.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, it's all good. It's all good. I just love it. And I love
someone who has been doing social media despite her best efforts.
Very well, may I say. Both of you, Natalie and Heather.
Not my first love. But what I will say, it's a necessary evil. And just
it's a necessary evil, yeah.
Like, don't worry about the follower account. Just consider posting what feels authentic and right to you. And then eventually, over time, your community will find you. And that is the most important thing. Okay?
100%.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. And are you guys strictly, and I apologize with not knowing this, but are you guys strictly like video for your episodes or you do also
actually,
just
no.
audio?
Do you want to take this, Natalie? I feel like I've been monopolizing.
No, I mean, there's nothing to say. We don't do video.
We only do it for our Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh,
the last episode I tried to upload, Patreon refused, so it said it was too bad. I was like, oh, I guess I need to investigate this.
And I keep trying to keep the videos on the lower end. So, like, on YouTube, we'll basically have the audio with just our logo.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, so our subscribers to our Patreon get video episodes, but our, I mean, and I'm not opposed. We've been talking about going to video, but for now we're keeping it to just our subscribers as like a special link. And it's a paid link, you know, but at this point it's just audio. Because for some crazy fucking reason, people like to listen to us while they're mucking out.
Yep.
And yeah, that's
what we're mucking out. That's part of
that's the niche of the horse world. We did a poll in the auditor room, as well as Heels Down Happy Hour did a poll on video podcasts. And like, y'all, I talk for a living. I don't math for a living. But if I had to make up numbers from the hundreds of responses, I would say like 90% of people were like, I can't watch a video.
Yeah,
our demographic doesn't have time like other other demos have time. Like, I know video podcasts are becoming the thing, but yeah, our people are like, we are overscheduled and you know, bleeding here,
booked and busy, honey.
Well, that's it. And it's funny. So my daughter, who is 17, just started a podcast. She wants to be a historian, and it's so very Gen Z. Like, it's like 8 to 10 minutes long, and she does like a Gen Z version of history snapshot for like these kids with zero attention spans, and it's great. Actually,
I'm gonna need that.
Right? It's so cute. It's called History Nerds. It's on Spotify, and I was like, do you want advice? Do you want equipment? Do you want? She's like, Mom, I've got this. Like, you know, she I know.
Mom, you don't know anything.
Right?
Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. You. Oh, my God.
No. Because I listened to it and I fully expected to have notes. You know, like, I've been doing this for a minute. And I was really blown away. And I thought to myself, wow, this is what her audience, which is the Gen Z audience, probably can do and stomach. And, like, it's a snapshot. And you know, when we're doing what we're doing and loving what we're loving, like, let's, you know, it's great to think about the people who are listening. So, like, for us, Natalie and I, we love the camera, don't get me wrong, but our listeners want to listen for the most part. So, the people who want to watch, they subscribe to our Patreon. And that's something we can do that's, like, a little bit special. But I love the idea of video episodes, and I think, you know, fucking go, like, especially if I'm traveling in a dude ranch. I'm just saying.
Well, in our first episode for the video, we actually are up to 108 views. And as my son keeps telling me,
I did watch. It was me. One of them was me.
Oh, thank you. But my son was like, you know, Mom, if there were 100 people standing in our house, it would be crowded. So, right?
That's great.
So. Because when you look at, like, Joe Rogan, right, like, he's got, like, a gajillion. And
but he's also in the industry for so long. And he's polarizing. He's very polarizing. So, like,
and triggering.
That draws views. So do you want to be polarizing, or do you want to build a community?
Right. Community, girl.
Very well said, Heather. A community is something that builds over time. You're not buying your community.
Look at evil Natalie. Look at evil Natalie. She's like, wait a minute.
I can wear a fake mustache.
Please, please. Every time you have a hot take, you just put on a mustache.
Is that what you mean?
She does. But, I'm a big fan of, and in The Timid Rider as well, like, I'm a big fan of bringing people together. And you can't do that by trying to buy likes or trying to, like, do what's trending. Right. Like, you just can't. And you have to be yourself. And the people who like you will find you. And it might take a little bit of time. But it's, you know, do you – like, the best people you've met in life. Like, how did you two meet?
At a barn.
At a barn.
And I saw her say a barn.
Either would have been appropriate.
Either would have been great. Good
a bar or a barn.
Right. Yeah.
But see, that's great. So you met, and like, how many friends did you have before each other that maybe, like, you know, but this is your person, right? Like, you just clicked, and like, and so when it's right, it's right.
Yeah, it's true. So what's your question?
Oh, I was going to say, when you, Heather, said that you had 100,000 downloads, all I could imagine was your house packed with 100,000 people.
That's it. That many. Awesome. 25 people in Heather's house. That is a cottage.
I have a renovated cave.
How long did it take you guys to do 100,000 downloads?
Was that? Oh, 4 years.
We've been. Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
That's the bar.
You're not lucky, Heather. You're not lucky. You guys are awesome.
No, you're not. No, you worked for your shit, lady. My mom always said, when people say, oh, you're so lucky, you've got this. No, I worked hard for this shit.
Well,
so
yes, I absolutely agree with you. Luck is almost entirely just being prepared and being ready to make a decision when it comes to you.
Luck was I moved to Nevada after she did. I was lucky enough to get a house that's right around the corner from her. Like, literally.
Mm-hmm. That's luck.
Right around. Yeah. That was luck. All the rest of this shit, I worked hard for. Like, no one.
That's it.
Anyway, go ahead. You triggered me there. I'm sorry.
Well, what's funny is, like, Natalie and I say a lot because, like, for us, the podcast is fun. We focus on just having a good time together, and the time we spend together is great. But, like, I can't say that we are putting our 100% of our focus because we both have full-time jobs, you know.
Sure. Multiple full-time jobs.
Right.
And children, and horses, and property, and a really fun outlet.
Yeah. Yeah. And so while it is work, it is something fun we do together. And I feel like that's what draws people in. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
And so I had told Glenn Hebert,
the founder of the Horse Radio Network.
Who, by the way, I'm going to call him out, begged me to have a podcast on his network. I'm
just like, you know. I didn't know this, Heather.
The podcast was always going to be onboarded to the Horse Radio Network. Glenn made sure of that.
Well,
because I used to have a different podcast. And I stopped doing it, and it just my heart wasn't in it. And he said, you need to come up with something else. Tell me what it is. And Natalie and I would do book events together, and I said, I think I'm thinking about doing another podcast, and she goes, I want in, let's do it together. And we started thinking of ideas that would be fun for us, and it kind of happened very organically. So when we brought it to Glenn and said, what do you think, he said, I want it, give it to me now. And we hadn't even published an episode.
He did give us notes, and we did have to go back to the drawing board because the idea we came up with was a little generic and wasn't quite and so we had to go back and specify a little bit. So there were some notes, but nothing we weren't capable of.
I was just going to tell Sandy and Kara the beautiful name that Heather made for Glenn that makes him so uncomfortable. Yeah. And I screamed it after him as he was leaving AHP.
Go ahead, girl. I'll give this to you. Take it.
Podcast Daddy. Because he's so why we can all do this. And so he and his wife, Jen, who loves me and I love her, and it's all good. It's all in good fun. But they're like leaving the conference, and I'm like, goodbye, Podcast Daddy. We love you.
And he was so mad.
Bright red. He turns like a tomato. It's great.
Yeah. And I feel horrible, by the way.
No, you shouldn't. Jen laughed about
then
it.
Then he came back and he's like, oh, I lied. She doesn't care. She's so used to me.
He
fucked hard. Anyway, we better call this because we're getting past our time and Mama's got to eat, you know, more than.
More margaritas.
Yeah. I got to do a whole lot of things, guys. Yeah. But. Thank you, girls, Sandy and Kara, for coming on. I hope you had fun. I know I did.
They had so much fun, their volume went out.
Well, yeah, I don't know what happened.
So it's because we hit an hour.
Well, no, yeah, we hit an hour, and so your computer's not recording, so hence why I'm going to stop it.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Open to upload. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Love you, girls.